Good evening. The Simpsonville City Council business meeting of September the 8th, 2020 is called to order. City Clerk Long, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Roche?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Schumaker?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes, and everyone will have received a copy of these minutes. Are there any corrections? This is the minutes of the business meeting of August 11th, 2020. Are there any corrections? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as submitted. We did not receive any citizen comments for this meeting this evening, but I am going to rise to a point of personal privilege and read a proclamation that was requested by the Nathaniel Green chapter of the South Carolina Daughters of the American Revolution. We have a guest with us tonight, Terry Gordon. She's the chair of the State Constitution Week, and she has stopped by City Hall and picked up the signed proclamation, but I'm going to read out the proclamation for the Daughters of the American Revolution. Whereas our founding fathers, in order to secure the blessings of liberty for themselves and their posterity, did ordain and establish a constitution for the United States of America, and whereas it is of the greatest importance that all citizens fully understand the provisions and principles contained in the Constitution in order to support, preserve, and defend it against all encroachment, and whereas the Constitution of the United States of America, the guardian of our liberties, embodies the principles of limited government and a republic dedicated to rule by law, and whereas September 17th, 2020 marks the 233rd anniversary of the framing of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention, and whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and to the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate it, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week, now therefore I, Mayor Schumaker, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Mayor of the City of Simpsonville, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through September 23rd, 2020 as Constitution Week in the City of Simpsonville, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties. In witness whereof, I have set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Simpsonville to be affixed this 8th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2020. Thank you, and thank you for coming, Ms. Gordon. I think this is a very worthy thing to have a proclamation from the city. Thank you again. All right, so we are on to business. The first item of business is resolution number 2020-04 to certify the property located at 102 Southeast Main Street as an abandoned textile mill site under the South Carolina Textile Communities Revitalization Act. City Administrator Grace Lee, will you summarize for us, please?
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. You will recall at the committee of the whole meeting, Planning and Economic Development Director Mr. Knutson gave a report in his monthly report regarding a request we received from the developers of the Burdett Central project. They have asked that we certify the site as an abandoned textile mill so that they are allowed to apply for those state tax credits. It's revenue neutral for the city. It benefits the developer. We were able to look through old records and determine that there was at one time a t-shirt manufacturer located in that building. So we are just asking council to certify the results that staff was able to present to you 2 weeks ago in that report. And nothing's changed since then.
Thank you, Administrator Grace Lee. A motion is in order. Councilmember Houlihan?
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to move that council approve resolution number 2020-04.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Houlihan and a second from Councilmember Cummings to approve resolution number 2020-04. Discussion? Seeing nobody raising their hand or making a sound for having any discussion, we'll call for the vote. City Clerk Long, would you do a roll call vote for us, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Yes.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Yes.
The vote is unanimous. It has passed.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is resolution number 2020-05, the local match for MASC Economic Development Grant. City Administrator Gracely, will you summarize, please?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As we also discussed 2 weeks ago in Committee of the Whole, the city is preparing an application to the Municipal Association of South Carolina, applying for the maximum grant amount of $25,000. And that money is set aside for economic development work. And what we are requesting is funding to pay for the design, engineering, and land survey associated with phase two of the Swamp Rabbit Trail connection, which will take us from Fairview Road out to Heritage Park. The application is nearly complete. I'm just waiting on the adoption of this resolution. We have to include that. To say that we will provide a 15% local match if we are awarded the grant. So the total financial obligation to the city for this would be $3,750.
Thank you, Administrator Gracely. A motion is in order. Councilmember Kelly.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 2020-05 local match for MASC Economic Development Grant.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Kelly with a second from Councilmember Hutchings to approve resolution number 2020-05 local match for MASC Economic Development Grant. Discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the roll call vote. City Clerk Long.
Councilmember Gooch.
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly.
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Yes.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Yes.
Motion passed. The vote is unanimous.
Thank you, Clerk Long. And the last item on our agenda tonight is ordinance number 2020-04, the emergency ordinance. Administrator Gracely, will you summarize for us?
Yes, thank you, Mayor, members of Council. This will be the fourth time we have adopted this ordinance. Basically, it mirrors the governor's executive order, and it gives the city the authority to conduct virtual meetings, considering that the pandemic is still problematic, and we are not everyone is feeling safe to meet in person, and it's better for us to continue to meet virtually. And also, it would give me the authority, should we have an outbreak, say at City Hall, hopefully that will not happen. But if it did, it would give me the authority to close the facilities of the city as necessary if there is an outbreak. It's the same as the previous ordinances. Nothing has changed.
Thank you, Administrator Gracely. A motion is in order. Councilmember Roche?
Mayor, I move that Council approve Ordinance 2020-04, Emergency Ordinance. Second.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second by Councilmember Houlihan to approve Ordinance number 2020-04, Emergency Ordinance. Discussion? Councilmember Gooch.
Please remind me how long this ordinance is.
It's in effect for 60 days. So provided we still need to do this, we would do it again at Committee of the Whole in October to be within that window so that we wouldn't have to call a special meeting to do another one, because by the time we have the business meeting in November, we would be beyond 61 days.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing that there is no further discussion, I will call for the roll call vote. City Clerk Long?
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche? Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mayor Schumaker?
Yes.
Motion passed. Vote was unanimous.
Thank you, City Clerk Long. That concludes all of our business for this evening. If there are no objections, City Council will stand adjourned. Thank you for coming. And Diana, 11 minutes.
I'm getting really